What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit honda.com/prologue to learn more.
Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello. We can start singing already. Welcome back to Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network. Yep. I'm your host, Sarah Stretton, and with me I have...
your co-host, JTE.
Yeah, Bob Finstock.
No title, just there.
No, I'm fresh in from Orlando.
Yeah.
From the Harry Potter Expo, when me and Copster went.
Yeah, you guys were there for the whole weekend, right?
Yeah, Warner Brothers put us up in a beautiful hotel. You know, we had separate rooms. It was beautiful. It was called the...
you became a Harry Potter fan.
Katana Bay Resort.
You have to...
Yeah, going into Katana this, Bay have Resort. You seen any of the Harry Potter movies? Like, were you well
versed? That would be a no.
But how do you feel about it now?
Yeah, well, how do you feel?
Well, they sent me all, you know, they called me up. They're like, are you, you know, familiar with the movies? I'm familiar with the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what do you know? They threw out some name and I'm like, I don't know who that is. And they're like, yeah, we're going to send you all 8 movies to watch.
Yeah.
But now, coming out of that and not having been part of really that world, do you see the appeal?
Absolutely.
Do you understand why people are willing to spend so much money on these things?
Unbelievable stuff going on over there. It was like, it was Comic-Con times 100. Like, there was like 70-year-old people. Yeah, it was like 9, 10, 15,000 people.
What exactly was it they invited you to? Was it like a celebration of the franchise?
Yeah, celebration.
Harry Potter Land?
It's the third year in a row, a celebration of Harry Potter in Orlando, Universal Studios.
It's at Harry Potter Land.
It's Universal Studios.
And
they just have their like little things.
Isn't there a Harry Potter Land opening up somewhere
there
soon?
There is another Harry Potter theme park opening up in California.
Oh, it's California.
I believe it's going to be at the Universal lot. They have some area. But they are expanding. It started with, in London, there's a Harry Potter studio tour you can do where they have the original sets. Then they have the one in the U and 2. Like, it's just expanding. It's a universe that people can't really contain.
Yeah.
It's just always prompted to do more. It now has a, I believe it's a, they has a play in the Harry Potter universe that's coming.
Yeah,
it's
out. There's singers. There's singing themes over there.
There's tons of stuff.
I got wands and interactive wands and socks, and I got something special as well.
It's really?
Yeah, it's a Gryffindor one piece bathing suit.
I will wear it.
It's it's like red and the yellow stripes where the stripes need to be. I was like, this will fit there perfectly.
Good. Wonderful.
They're like, what's her shape? I'm like, this one.
La guitarra?
Yeah, La guitarra. I'm like, you got anything in the shape of a guitar? And they're like, yeah, right here. So we did that. It was, it's a newfound respect for the movie. We interviewed like Luna Lovegood.
Lovegood.
Yeah.
Lovegood.
Does she?
She's very smart.
Okay.
Rupert was there and Longfellow, whatever his name is.
Longbottom.
Lovegood and Longfellow?
Lovegood.
What are we talking about?
These are their character names.
I went to Harry Potter.
It was
fantastic. Thank you, Warner Brothers. Appreciate it.
But why this is important is just because so many movies now survive because of the fandom around them. And it's a polarizing market. You've got huge budget and then you have like tiny budget. And there's actually, before we get into our normal breaking down the numbers, talking about the weekend, international boxes like we always do, I do want to bring up something that might start affecting box office numbers. So according to Variety, Disney, Fox, and Lionsgate are putting in like $50 million into this mobile ticketing app.
What?
It's called Atom Tickets. So it comes on the heels of people starting, you know, they're buying their tickets on their phone.
It's you're like going MoviePass?
You're coming to Fandango. You have MoviePass.
Okay.
There's not too much information on it yet. But basically, it seems like a ticketing platform that is kind of integrating ticket sales, with a little bit of like meeting up with your friends, being able to like invite people to go see movies with you, all being able to buy tickets to the same thing, but not having one person pay for all the tickets.
Okay.
And on top of it, normally when you buy a ticket online, you still have to go up mm-hmm. to the person and get your actual tickets.
Or the machine where
yeah.
you had the card.
Now they're thinking about just having your phone and like being a tablet with the ticket taker, and you can just do it that way. But on top of that, I think the big thing that would affect what we talk about is they've talked about doing dynamic ticket pricing through it. So kind of taking from, it's been used in sports a lot, where you look at.
There's a lot that could impress you about the all-new Honda Prologue EV. True, it's got class-leading passenger space and clean, thoughtful design and intuitive technology. But what really sets the Prologue apart from the competition is that it's more than an EV. It's a Honda. Honda, the power of dreams. Visit Honda.com/Prologue to learn more.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The demand and the popularity of something, and you determined the value of the ticket and start selling it. Yeah.
What are they going to do? Star Wars, like $35.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I don't know. And I don't
think it'd be really bad.
Then you see 50 Shades of Grey for like $1.
One of their, I guess, key components, according to the Variety article, you guys can look it up, is that there are just so many seats that go unsat in every day. You have your mail every day theaters.
Okay.
And so it's just these wasted seats. So I don't know if it's going to end up where it's going up, where you're having above $20 tickets for really popular movies, or if maybe it'll just be used as more of for the discount seats.
Well, it's like Priceline.com or something like that, where you like they have extra hotel rooms and you bargain for the best thing. Be like,
exactly.
Oh, yeah, check this out. We'll go to the Pasadena theater.
They haven't come out with like what the plan is, where the range could be,
and all that,
but they have said that this could be a start for dynamic ticket pricing in movies.
I like that idea a lot. I think that works.
Interesting. Real quick, I wanted to ask you a quick question about the Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. First of all, that's a very Harry Potter scarf you're wearing.
I got a Gryffindor.
I was petitioning for my new one. I was like, do you see how this scarf is not Harry Potter?
I got a Dobby doll for Cody.
Did you really?
Yeah, we went bananas.
Oh, perfect.
Cops are bought like 35 wands. I don't know what I was going to do with them, but guys running around acting like an idiot.
What was your question?
My thing is, so Harry Potter is a brand that has literally become like a world and a cult status.
It's a physical world.
Is there any property that you guys could think of that you would love to see that kind of treatment? Like you would love to go to Universal or California?
Well, that's a great question.
I think they're going to... Oh, continue.
I think... Well, basically, I mean, look, the crazy part about it is you know, Universal Studios, I mean, it's... And Harry Potter's and Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
So it was like a joint venture, I guess. You know, Warner Brothers just doesn't have the lot and they don't have the theme parks.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I guess. But... you know, for them to collaborate like that, I mean, you know, while going into this Harry Potter thing and you realize why didn't this happen sooner, it's unbelievable stuff. So Warner Brothers probably like, let's all make money. And that's exactly what they probably do.
I wonder if the 80s, if there would have been like a Rambo Land. Because Rambo was
there
huge.
There should be one right
80s.
Now. Well, there's one in my house. I have Rambo Land in my house.
Yeah, that's a good
so
point.
So that's, I have like a jungle and
but like, I know you're
like a bunch
big,
of Asian girls running around.
Like,
you're a big Lord of the Rings fan.
I'm a big Lord of the Rings
fan. Wouldn't you love to see like a
they
Middle
they
Earth?
They do. Go to New Zealand.
Listen,
they have things
that's
on display.
That's why she
says
she wants to move to New Zealand.
I've lived in New Zealand already.
But not all of us could go to New Zealand or London. That's why they're bringing the Harry Potter Land. Like, would you like to go to like, you know, one of these parks and be like Middle Earth?
I think Middle Earth is a little too
big?
Broad,
okay.
Escaping things. Like, you're not talking about a set that's in an alley. You're talking about sprawling forest
lakes. They have their own beer.
Yeah.
But you
beer.
Could have like a tavern, like the one from
Lord of the
Rings.
I think that Star Wars has potential.
Of course it
and
is.
And Disney's going to use
out.
It. Yeah,
yeah, they like, already got one. I'm talking about, is there anything like... Is there anything you think of that will probably never get the treatment that you would love to see that treatment?
If someone could, that's if I could somewhere ride a dragon, that would be really nice.
Okay.
So like How a Game of dragon? Thrones or something, yeah, like where I can just ride an actual dragon, I'll be
Game
happy.
Game of Thrones land would be interesting. Rocky land.
Zapland?
Zapland would be the best.
That'd be really fun.
That would be
you
good.
Get real inventive with
Boogie Nights land would be really good too. It's just a bunch of porn theaters and then, you know, you could... Okay.
Let's get into the actual numbers. We'll see what starts happening this year if this app does come out, where our predictions go. But as of now, this past weekend, we are going to start with our top five movies. And it goes to Ride Along 2, taking the fifth spot. Yeah, still sticking there. 8.3. It only dropped 33%. Most of the movies only dropped around 30%.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that was because last weekend there was the storm.
Football and.
Yeah. So nothing dropping too far. Then taking the fourth spot was newcomer The Finest Hours, bringing in 10.3. Did not get horrible reviews.
No, I've heard decent things.
It's not doing horribly. Like, this is right on par with a lot of people.
Yeah, but not for 80 million.
Yeah, I don't think they're happy with that number.
No, no way.
But
no.
I think they're probably decently
happy. I think
it's
a $70 million budget.
Oh, man.
There's somewhere in there.
But there's
somewhere in there.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Look at the photo. Again, I said this last week. I hate CGI water. And I hear this movie has a lot of it.
Look,
go out there, be like James Cameron, film the damn thing.
It was dominated.
Yeah, everyone can do that with the giant tidal waves. It'll be no danger.
It was dominated by chicks. So like 51% of the audience was chicks.
Interesting.
I mean, because it's Chris Pine, Affleck, what's his name?
Casey.
Foster, and there's one other sex symbol guy.
Did you call him Affleck?
Yeah, Affleck. Casey Affleck.
Affleck. Affleck.
Yeah, whatever.
You're like saying it like the insurance company.
Yeah, well.
I think. I might be wrong. Number three did go to Star Wars.
Yeah, look
still hanging.
It's there.
But look how close
it's
3,
there.
4, and 5 are.
Yes.
They're all 10
They're
million
all
and change.
Neck and neck. So, yes, 10.7, dropping 23%.
It'll hit 900 by midweek.
It is at 895.
I don't know if it's going to do the billion. They're going to have to
It's not going to do it. It's not.
We have too many big things coming out.
Yeah.
The
nine,
market's about to turn. January was kind of like for movies in ratings, reviews, and numbers. But
if Disney's smart, what they'll do is put the Rogue One trailer on Star Wars.
Re-release it.
Just put the Rogue One on there and then you know, get a little boost.
It would get a huge boost.
Because
people would totally see it again
see
if that
Rogue
was
on. Then let's go see a movie again.
And then The Revenant taking the second spot, dropping 22%. Bringing in 12. And, of course, number one did go to Kung Fu Panda 3. Which I almost keep calling Kung Fu Panda 2, bringing in 41 million. Mm-hmm. So not as high as its predecessors, but
it's been a
very
long time
strong.
Also, since the sequel.
Panda Express.
That's what you're going to call it?
Yeah, that's what cops are
sponsored by?
Is that what he
I was rocking Panda Express
All
every
right.
day.
Well, how our listeners did is we have some winners. So Thomas Zelenka got the Kung Fu Panda 3 guessing game.
At 41?
Close enough to make it on my winner's list.
Good for him.
Arthur Carlson for The Finest Hours. And there was a tie between Daniel Asbell and Tiago Cruz for 50 Shades of Black, which, by the way, made it in the ninth spot, just ahead of 13 Hours and behind The Fifth Wave at
$6 million. It's only a $5 million budget.
Yes. I think it could have done more, and I think that a lot of people expected it to open a little bit
higher.
The
trailers were terrible.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Everything was bad.
That doesn't really affect things.
Yeah, you know, they should have went a little more sexy with it. They shouldn't have went slapstick.
Yeah,
they
the whole been, elevator door thing.
The poster is like a girl's butt.
That's hot. I mean, what's wrong with that?
That's, being the devil's advocate to your not sexy marketing, because I feel like that's the definition of sexy marketing.
Yeah, but they didn't know. I'm talking about the trailers itself.
Yeah.
I never saw a trailer.
They're really bad.
Never saw a trailer.
They're bad.
Okay.
Did anybody see any of these new films? I saw Kung Fu Panda.
No, I was working
you
all week.
Did? Yeah. Good job.
Did you say
I last week saw The Fifth Wave, and that was my movie.
How
did
Chloe do? Chloe Grace.
She talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she get... Did she do anything?
What is... Psh,
you know, nudity, whatever.
I thought she shot a laser or something.
No nudity. You get kind of pretty high up her thigh,
really?
But that's about it.
That's cool.
Also, no one got 5 for 5.
No, I got...
Another rough week.
I think I got the first one. Did I get Revenant number 2?
I think we all got the first one. Don't brag about that. I think everyone got the first one.
I think I had 3 of 5. I won.
No, I don't think you did.
Well, we are... I think this is heading towards the end of our kind of boring box office era.
This week is pretty bad.
Next week is bad, too.
Next week is great. Deadpool, man.
That's not next
week. Rated R,
Oh, that's next week?
Yeah. Well, are you talking about like this week?
Next week, we don't even talk about that.
No, this week that's coming up is not good.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I'm excited for one movie this week.
Okay, we'll talk about that. But Deadpool, I think they're predicting $50 million.
we will have to get into that. It's not your typical superhero movie.
And the trailers, everything I see for this movie that makes me like it more and more. The humor looks spot on.
It'll do more than that. It's going to be more than 50.
No, I don't know. Like 50, 55 maybe. That's what you're predicting.
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm.
It's Valentine's Day though. Like how many, you know.
I think a lot, actually.
Really?
I think it does like 65.
It is abs.
Also getting a mirror. So before we leave the box office and go to international numbers, also of note, we talked about Jane Got a Gun last week.
Oh, poor Jane.
No good. Yeah. Like, it made $800,000.
Yeah, it's really bad. And it was
in
a bunch of theaters.
In over 1,000 theaters.
Well, the
this
Weinsteins
is a spin doctors. $664,000. Dollar per, like, average per theater.
I heard it's not good, but it's not bad. It's just middle of the road, kind of like...
It's middle...
Did you see it?
It's really disappointing. No, I actually wanted to see this.
Me too.
And I think that some theaters are really going to start getting pulled.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Out of it, so it's one of those, if you do want to see it, go see it quickly.
Yeah, this week.
It's late January release.
Tomorrow. But it's just like a hard genre to be in the middle of the road in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, if you're middle of the road and you're a over-the-top comedy, mm-hmm. you still can do pretty well.
Yeah,
if you're
horror.
A middle of the road horror, if you're a middle of the road children's animation, mm-hmm. that's not a hard place to be. But when you are kind of a Western, kind of a period mm-hmm. piece, even if you do have A-list actors to be mm-hmm. in the middle of the road, genre, that's not pulling anyone to you and already
it's gotta have like a great trailer
not popular
or
genre right
Nobody
now.
Nobody even knew
all the Westerns
this was coming out.
I mean, 1,000 theaters is not that many. It's just over 1,000.
I think it was like 1,600 or something like that, right?
According to Box Office Mojo today, it says it was in 1,210.
Just over 1,000.
Mm, that's mm-hmm. still decent release.
Yeah. Also coming out in the U.S. domestic box office was the 2016 Oscar-nominated short Films. Was in only 112 theaters, but it made over $500,000, which means a $4,500 per average. So versus Jane Got a Gun, which had 600 and something, 4,500 is pretty darn good. It's one of the best like openings for Oscar short films that they've
had. How many
had.
Were there? Is there like 6 or 5? I mean, if you've seen Pixar's, you've seen half of them already.
Right, exactly.
If you've been to the Pixar movies, you already saw half of them. Because I think both of their movies are
There's also live movie. Action.
I thought you said it was short animation.
No, I said nominated short films. Did
short
I say
films.
Animations?
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Anime.
If I did say animation, then I'd take that back. It's 2016 Oscar-nominated short films.
Do you just pay for them in one shot and watch every one of them?
I've done it before, and it's kind of like I've seen it in one part and mm-hmm. two part series, and they do typically kind of go in like Festival Fashions back to back.
I like that.
But I really liked them. Kind of feels like Finance. But you can find them, and I think they might expand. Right now, 112 theaters is kind of hard to find one near
New York
you.
New York and LA.
That's
tough. Best bet.
Short films are tough, exactly.
But gaining popularity.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's good for them. That's funny because I haven't heard anything about that this week.
No. They don't
advertise.
They don't put marketing in that.
It's like when you go to TV, like, oh, I can
this
see
week was the SAG Awards.
That's right. That was last night.
Yep.
That was the fuel.
Anybody see Ariel Winter?
No. What happened?
Yes.
Smoke show.
Yeah.
What did she do?
She's pretty. She's got a couple
what
of things.
What did she do at the SAG Awards?
She was just wearing a nice dress.
What was she doing at the SAG Awards?
You mentioned SAG Awards and you mentioned Ariel Winter. Was she like covering it or?
No, she was just there.
She's a guest.
Oh, she was just there.
Would she not be there?
They're doing TV, huh?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was like, is that what you're aiming at, JG?
Myra Family was nominated for something?
Google what she was wearing. She looked actually really hot.
I'm not going to do that. But, this is also a proponent of making Leo more talk of town. Mm-hmm. Everywhere he gets just makes the retention rate for the Revenant continue.
There's a lot of diversity in the awards.
My buddy Stanley Wong from 2 weeks ago actually got to go last night.
Really?
Was one table over from Christian Bale.
Wow.
Said, you know, he was just kind of soaking it all in.
Yeah.
Might as well.
He's a consummate professional.
He is.
All right.
Yeah.
International numbers. International numbers time. A little bit. Kung Fu Panda 3 has opened to an impressive 57 million in China. That is 16 million more than the US opening. And the best opening for an animated title in China. Minions had been the top animated opener previously in China with 50 million in its first 8 days.
Wow.
So Kung Fu Panda 3 has taken that.
Chinese do Kung Fu.
It's a panda.
Yeah.
Kung Fu.
It's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, like,
A-lister names in there,
I would name every movie I put out in China Kung Fu something.
China loves Minions, too. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, because they speak Chinese.
They don't speak Chinese.
Yeah,
a bunch of, like, different words.
Yeah, jibber jabber. Nobody cares.
Anyway, Kung Fu Panda 3 grossed another 18 million from four other international markets. I'm not reading that out loud, but...
What are you talking about?
You're editing my notes.
But I didn't do anything.
What are you talking about?
This is what my sentence reads. Kung Fu Panda 3 grossed another 18 million from four international markets. Finstock is the best, including Russia, with 5.1 million.
I don't know how that got in there.
What?
Jesus.
That might have been me. Sometimes I think that when I'm writing something and I just...
Yeah, he's like, this guy.
You think something, you're writing it, and you just keep going?
Yeah,
it
happened.
Because I honestly often think, man, Finstock's the best.
Yeah, you know.
It just kind of pops in my head once in a while.
Yeah, you know.
So I apologize.
Okay, so Russia, 5.1.
I appreciate that.
South Korea, 11.4 million. Anyway, worldwide opening is $116
million.
That's good
for them. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And again, like I said, the sequel was so many years ago.
Yeah.
But I think with especially kids stuff, it lives on a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the fact that they ended too with a tease to this movie.
Yeah.
Part two ended with like him thinking everything's all good. And then now suddenly they show the panda civilization.
Can you watch these movies without being familiar with the previous?
Yes. I think third one more so than the second one.
Okay.
But it definitely helps. I'm a big fan of Kung Fu films growing up and I really enjoyed the first one. I enjoyed the second one because they do throw a little, like, they treat the subject matter with, like, a lot of love. It kind of shines through the movie. Even though it is a kid's movie, but Jack Black is really funny, and there's a lot of stuff there for adults also. And the action scenes are pretty damn awesome.
I was going to say, because I saw the first one, but I didn't return. But I liked the first one. I know
first
a lot
great,
of people, even in my age group, who did.
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say about Kung Fu Panda.
Second one was great, too. I think second one might be better than the first one. This one, I would say, is not as good as the first two, but not by a lot.
Do you think this is an in-theater, like, pleasing movie, or can you wait for home?
You can wait for home if you do go see in theater, see in 3D. And I usually don't like to say go see 3D, but the only time I do kind of like see 3D is when it's a CGI animated film, because you're creating in a computer anyway. And these action scenes with lighting and just the way they animate it, it's pretty damn awesome.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right.
Enjoyable film.
Yeah. Fox's The Revenant was second with 24.3 million in 62 markets.
That's good.
Four in total now, 136 million.
Mm-hmm.
Leading, UK was leading with 23.5. Mm-hmm. So worldwide, we have $274 million. So it's getting up there.
400.
Wow. And if this thing, you know, starts winning some Oscars, it's going to get another big bump.
That's another big bump. It's going to get to, I think it'll get to like 350.
All right. Sony's sci-fi action or The Fifth Wave.
Your favorite?
My favorite.
How bad was it? Was it really that bad?
It was one of those ones where I think I said this last week. I was like, it was that or Dirty Grandpa, and I just don't think you could win.
You could win Dirty Grandpa. At least there's nudity in that.
No. So Fifth Wave finished third internationally with 13 million. Foreign totals, 45 million. Mm. So that edged out Disney's seventh weekend of Star Wars Force Awakens, which only brought in 12.6 million. But its global total is still $1.087 billion.
It's not
going to
catch Avatar. It's going to maybe catch Titanic.
Wait, that's just a foreign, right? $1.087 billion.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's made like almost 900 here.
Yes, it's like one.
It's still not going to get Avatar.
No,
but it might.
No. It needs like $600 million.
Yeah, it's not going to do it.
Avatar.
What if it just stays in theaters forever?
It might.
And never ever comes out.
Avatar Land would work really well. And you said you want to ride dragons.
I could fly one of those things.
I would never go there.
Work.
You would never go there?
No,
the girls are all painted in blue and nude?
Well, maybe. but no. I don't like it.
Because it was in 3D and you could experience it.
That's true. I didn't.
Did you see it at home eventually?
Yeah, I watched it from like really far away.
It's not good.
I watched it in the park by our old house, by your old house.
Oh,
they showed it in the park?
Yeah, they showed it in the park.
Yeah, they did that with Rocky.
And it wasn't in 3D, thank God.
Mm. All right. Well, finishing up the international box office, award contender Spotlight took in $4.1 million internationally over the weekend, led by fifth place Launch in the UK with $1.4 million.
It's getting real good buzz.
It won the SAG too. It's for best ensemble. Mm-hmm.
Might win best picture. You never know. I honestly don't think it's worthy of a best picture, but
I'm kind of with you. And now a lot of people, the Big Short has been a good push these last few weeks. And like before, the Globes, it was the Revenant. It's kind of like a three-way race between Spotlight, Revenant, and I would say what's that one? Big Short.
Yeah, absolutely.
Out of those three, I would give it to Revenant.
Because it's cinematically.
I like Big Short. I just can't see that winning Best Picture. But here's the reason why I think
will be forgettable pictures.
But here's the thing.
That's the bottom line.
The Academy loves getting behind a movie that has a message. Mm-hmm. The Big Short is showing you how the banks screwed us and all this stuff.
Right.
Spotlight is putting a spotlight on a very dark period in the Catholic Church in Boston.
Revenant is
just about a guy, so it's a little more of a personal story. So I think that's going to hurt it winning Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's between Spotlight and Big Short, which unfortunately
Mad
Max win the whole thing. That's all.
Some girl was watching Wolf of Wall Street on the plane on the way to Orlando.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was just peeking on I didn't even have sound on it. And I was like, Leo.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Should have won for this.
Oh, absolutely.
He absolutely crushed it.
We should have won that year. McConaughey was good too, though. Dallas Buyers Club.
Definitely.
He lost the weight.
You know, that was a great. That was my favorite movie that year.
Was it really?
It was the best.
He was good, man. That's tough.
I love that movie.
But if Leo should have won, I agree.
Very different years. All right, let's get into a little bit of a game, shall we?
Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for the international title game.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución no lo queremos.
Do you want to know what I interpreted from
that?
Yeah,
what'd you interpret?
I mean, from your little dance there, I interpreted going back to his nasty body butter.
Oh, no.
Smelling the body butter and then going to Harry Potter.
It was definitely Harry Potter.
Okay, I got one.
That's correct.
It was a spell.
Some guy's asking us to say his birthday. He's a big fan. His name is Pablo. Happy birthday, Pablo.
Happy birthday, Pablo.
Happy birthday, Pablo. I think that's the same Pablo I met at Comic-Con. I think I'm correct, Pablo.
Well, he's
gave
the
me
best.
A shot glass.
He's the best.
He is the best.
The mingle that I wear.
Send you some of this, Pablo, for your birthday.
The game.
Yeah, this is what's going to be sold now.
I think Pablo's from Mexico. Is that made in Mexico?
I wear this. It's this lady here. She's the best.
Okay.
You go to these places. There's about 8 or 10 different scents there.
Okay.
But you have to. They make you run on a treadmill to sweat a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yeah. And then you sweat, and then you put the body butter on, and she smells you in different ways, and then she, you know, gives you one that meets your like pheromones and stuff like that.
I love that. It's called Mingle.
Yeah, it's called Mingle. There's like, another one called Tingle.
Oh.
And then there's other
ones.
One
called Jingle?
Maybe. And one called... I'm not sure, but this is the one that fits me.
So Mingle is like, you know, you're mingling with the ladies.
Yeah, I've been wearing this for like 10
What's
years.
What's Tingle?
Tingle is like, I mean, you could put this all
over
your body.
Give tingles?
Yeah, maybe.
Is this only an LA thing? I'm not smelling that.
It's strong, but
when you sweat, mm-hmm.
I think
off.
His eyes are watering. You know what? Yeah, your eyes
pretty,
watering?
It's pretty strong.
I'm going to go run
like
out.
I'm gonna run out in a jar?
I'll run outside a little bit, throw some on, and then you smell my neck for me.
I love that she puts her face on this.
I thought you were out of it. I thought it was all gone.
The crazy part about, I'm going to pick up more. I need it.
What's the crazy part?
Is she only has like 2 teeth, the lady. It's very odd. Mm. Yeah, she's like straight off.
So that's
like,
an old picture.
She was like 20.
Okay.
Now she's like 70.
Okay.
But yeah, this is a thing.
Does she smell
good? If anybody wants some of this, just let me know.
Does she smell good? I figure she must smell great 24/7.
And then smell her.
Okay. Wow. See,
she's always eating like cheeseburgers and stuff. I don't want to get any close to that.
Okay. Will you start the game, please?
Sorry. I'm just saying. It's a redefined shea butter infusion.
I'm just saying. She must smell good if she sells that. It's like buying a car from a car salesman. You want to see him pull up in a nice car, not a piece of junk.
She's the best.
That's true.
Okay, let's go.
That's a valid point. I already told you to go. You keep going.
I'm sending you guys.
Doing
next winner
else.
Gets 5-5 gets a thing of Mingle.
Yes.
Watch the chicks. They'll fall at your feet. Okay.
Okay.
George Clooney we're going to go with here.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, gotcha. Good old George.
Yeah. You know, Hail Caesar's coming out next week.
Yes. And,
he's just doing his typical faces that he always makes in the Coen brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, that weird kind of like surprised face.
Okay. I heard he gets slapped in this one.
He gets slapped in everyone.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, that being said, The Good German.
Oh, yeah. The black and white movie with Cate Blanchett and Tobey Maguire. I never saw this movie.
Right.
Yeah. Directed by George Clooney?
No, it's the Coen brothers. It's the Coen brothers.
Oh, crap.
I don't think I ever saw that movie.
Yeah, I never saw it either.
Oops. Badass as cinema.
The Good German is called Berlin Maze.
Okay.
Okay, makes sense.
The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Oh, I did see this. I remember that one.
Super Abilities Section. And these are all from the People's Republic again.
Oh, okay.
Oh, why, thank you.
Thank you. Of course.
Yeah, of course. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Okay.
Not the movie with Coolio and Michelle Pfeiffer.
That's Dangerous Minds.
That's Dangerous Minds.
Yeah, this is the one with Sam Rockwell.
Living Most Our Life in the Confessions of a...
What?
Yeah.
Is
Dangerous
that the title?
No. Dangerous Mind.
Okay. I was like, yeah, that was
Why
the
Why are we
little
so blind to see?
Yeah.
But the ones we hurt are you and me.
Coolio, he's the best.
He is.
It's called Nerve Killer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Three Kings.
Oh, nice.
You know, the master, the Ice Cube, Mark Wahlberg, George Clooney masterpiece.
Yeah, Spike Jones.
Indiana Masterpiece.
Indiana?
What?
Indiana Masterpiece. We're talking about China here.
Anytime it takes place in the desert, they automatically bring Indiana Jones.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they do.
Okay. Is that all of them?
Can you read them one more time?
Yeah, read them all real quick.
The Good German. Berlin Maze.
Okay.
Okay.
The Men Who Stare at Goats. Super Abilities Section.
Uh-huh.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Nerve Killer. And Three Kings. Indiana Masterpiece.
He smiled big time on that last
one. Because it's funny. I like the name of it.
I'm going to go with number 2. I think the...
Super Ability section?
Uh-huh. It's a little too on the nose.
Yeah. That's what I'm classified in when they classify me.
I'm
going to
go with...
The Super Ability section.
I'm going to go with Berlin Maze. Just because both of us were like, yeah. And I'm like, if we're both so...
And it's maze like a maze, not maze like the color.
Yeah, I think we've got that.
I'm just saying.
Gotcha. Good to know. John, what do you got, man?
I'll go with Indiana's Masterpiece.
Oh, he's taking the smile.
All right, well, first, did one of us get it right?
Yeah, what
Eliminate
you did.
One of us.
You're going to be eliminated again.
I think every time you ask him that, you get eliminated. It's just like a pattern.
It's just unbelievable. Once I want him to say you won.
So you thought Super Ability section was wrong?
I thought
wrong?
Maybe you added a word. Maybe
you thought
I thought maybe it was Super Abilities?
You might have just thinking about myself, obviously. Mm-hmm. John, you are eliminated as well. Sarah wins with Berlin Maze.
You know, that was my first bet, too.
Something under the Berlin, I don't know, something like that. Under Berlin Confessions or something like that.
Okay, well, okay. You're happy I won.
But I was amazed the other day.
I've been, like, failing at predictions.
I felt like I was in a maze the other day at Universal Studios.
Was there a maze at the hair
park? No, but it just felt like you're in one.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't want you to leave, so it's like there's no exits. I was ready to jump in the water, but they took away the Jaws. You know, that's not one thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. Universal was great to us. But, you know, they took away the Back to the Future ride and Jaws, two things that basically, like, made them.
Yeah.
So I go to the head lady at Universal. I'm like, where's the Jaws? Like, what'd you do with it? Did you just sink it to the bottom of the ocean, let it, you know, for a watery grave? And she's like, no, they put it, like, they recycle stuff and they, like, you know, do whatever. And
it's sad.
Yeah, I was like, that's really an iconic piece. She's like, well, we got a shark over there. I'm like, that's not Jaws, though.
It's really depressing.
I understand the rides are old, but instead of getting rid of them, why don't you just update them, make them cool again?
Yeah.
And keep them because, I mean, Jaws and Back to the Future will never get old.
No.
Everyone loves those movies.
I don't know. They might the never get old for you or, like, for me because, like, I think it depends how early you're introduced to them.
Yeah, maybe a 12-year-old kid has no idea what Back to the Future is.
And if you're introduced now as a 14-year-old kid to Jaws, maybe you're not as scared because of everything else you've seen.
Disagree.
Jaws is the reason
Jaws
why.
Is so good.
It's the I reason it's why like, Universal I, is open.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I just think it's really hard to remove yourself from that. Like, I think once you're a fan of something, you can automatically kind of see the beauty in it. But it also depends on context of when you're introduced. Think about all the people who you try and introduce to Star Wars now, the originals. So many people.
It's made a billion. I think people love it.
No, the originals.
Like, I'm talking about the originals.
No, but I think that a lot of people, if you introduce it to now or like try and get them on board, some people are like, why are the effects like this? Like, oh, I don't realistic. Think
so. That's fair.
I don't think so that's either. And I'm like, love it.
But Jaws still holds up as one of the best movies of all time. It started summer blockbuster. It's the original summer blockbuster. It's the reason why Universal's in business. Now, what they should have done is put Jaws on some kind of mantelpiece over there and called it a day. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's get into the inspiration for our top five. This is our top five grossing list. We're doing some Lifetime grosses, courtesy of Box Office Mojo. And we're going to do the Coen brothers.
Top five. This is interesting. I think I have a guess what number one is, but I'm not going to say.
Do you want... You have a guess? I want you to guess what number one is.
Crazy part about it is you only have one movie over 100 million. That's it.
Yeah, I think
domestic. I
think the number one is True Grit.
You are correct.
That's correct.
By
a lot.
By 100 million.
I was thinking No Country because all the Oscar push, but True Grit just had.
They only did 92.
Had so many good things.
Yes. I believe it has their strongest opening. It opened to like almost 25.
I ruined the number one now.
No,
it's okay. It's fine. It's not ruined. That's what we're aiming for.
You're here to make
it's
guesses.
A big jump. So let's start with number five, which goes to The Lady Killers.
Boo.
So,
yeah, terrible movie.
Not good.
But brought in 39.7. Open to...
It's Marlon Wayans, Tom Hanks. You know what?
Great cast.
You know, look. I don't know if I'm going to get chastised for this, but, I mean, the Coen brothers to me are hit and miss.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya. 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
I mean, I don't love everything they do.
Well, I agree with that. I mean,
it's beautiful stuff. But
exactly, and I think that's the point, is that they just really stylize things, and they go as far as they can in one direction, which is polarizing, but it also has led them to create some really great things.
And the movies end abruptly, and this and that. They have a specific format.
I like their dramas. For me, the hit and miss comes with their comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's two comedies that people love that they've made that I'm like...
Well, Fargo's a comedy, technically.
It's a dark comedy, but I wouldn't...
They do dark comedy really well.
If you're going to a blockbuster, God rest its soul, it would be in the drama section. It wouldn't be in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, that's correct.
We're all like, we agree with you.
I'm just saying.
All right, number four goes to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's
bringing
one of the,
in 45.
That's one of the top comedies for them. It's a remake of the Odyssey, Homer's Odyssey, told through these three criminals. I like the movie. It's great. I think it's good and all, but it's nothing where I'm like, I love it. I just don't love any other comedies. Even The Big Lebowski, I really, really like, but love is a strong word.
Yeah. And that is a big love for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, that's people's life. They should do The Big Lebowski tour.
Yeah.
And, you know. Number three goes to Burn After Reading.
Never saw it.
Bringing in 60 mil in 2008.
They have that that one scene with that chair. You know, the...
No idea.
The dildo chair.
Is there really?
Yeah. Did you see it?
Yeah,
yeah, I've never seen it.
It's the dildo chair.
I don't remember this.
It goes back and forth and they'll just pops up and stuff.
Yeah. Wait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I never saw them. So I take you guys' word for it.
Yeah. That's the
movie.
Did you
see
like
once.
It? Did you like it?
I don't remember it. Like,
did you like it?
It's okay. It's not great. Okay. But that's the chair that they installed into, you know, all the 50 Shades of Grey theaters for the women when they went. Yeah, they used that over in it was in London.
I don't know if he's lying about any of
that's
this.
That's totally lying. That's the biggest thing I've heard in my life.
Well, I mean, no.
Sometimes I'm just like, what are you talking about?
No, it's actually
I'm
the
so
chair.
Confused.
It's in porn theaters. That chair.
Once again,
are there still porn theaters?
Yeah, there's one over by my house.
Oh, okay.
Help!
I didn't know there was any more.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Those are good.
I've lost.
They're in the Midwest. They're in the Midwest. They're in Orlando. It's
the movie
Universal
I do
Studios.
Like on yeah. this list is No Country for Old Men.
That's number two.
Number two.
See, that's why I was
bringing
like one
74,
and two.
Bringing 74 million.
My favorite film.
Where's Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
We already went over that.
It was number four.
Right,
where are you? Are you still in Harry Potter land?
No, I was thinking about the dildo chair.
We weren't there yet.
We hadn't even
brought up that story yet.
He's preparing the dildo chair.
He was just sitting and waiting. There was so much anticipation, you just couldn't concentrate.
Was there something you want to say about Oh Brother?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I think they had one of the best songs ever in it, and it's called A Man of Constant Sorrow.
Oh,
it was written in 1913 by a blind guy, and then they used it in Fargo season two at the ending credits.
Oh, I haven't seen season two yet.
I forget what the band is called, but they destroy the song. It's amazing, and what's his name sings it. It's killer. What a great season of that show.
I love the first season of Fargo.
I just finished it over the holidays.
I've only seen season one. Don't ruin anything. I cannot wait.
Wait
till
you see season two.
I will buy it the day it comes out.
It's going to knock your socks off.
It has a lot of fans off.
It's going to knock your socks off.
I'll take season one over the movie, to be honest with you.
I'll take season two over the movie, not one.
And over season one?
Yeah, season two's better.
Wow.
Nick Offerman destroys it, and his name in the show is Carl Weathers.
Okay, we have about...
Yes.
Not kidding.
You guys, we have about 5 minutes or so.
Number one was True Grit.
Yes. Which we already said, 171.
Okay.
So the gap between No Country for Old Men is 75 to 171.
Gotcha. Our two favorite films of theirs. No Country and True Grit, so I'm happy with that.
What did you just say?
I didn't say anything.
You didn't?
No. What did I say?
I thought you said, like, my favorite movie wasn't on this list or something. I don't even know.
I think, no, you didn't.
I'm making things up.
Okay. You said that.
Maybe.
No, I didn't say that.
You said your two favorite movies. She thought I
said that. On the list, yeah.
Getting into upcoming.
Mine's Fargo.
Okay.
Okay. Nice. Getting into upcoming films. We've got films need to contend with, of course, Super Bowl Weekend.
Can't wait.
Hence
what's being opened.
Yeah.
Just for reference, the biggest Super Bowl opening since 1982 is Hannah Montana / Miley Cyrus.
Whoa, that's counter-programming as a whole.
That's the definition.
Both worlds concert. And it brought in 31 opening weekend back in 2008.
Well, you got to think about it. There's 50% of the... of people are going to watch the Super Bowl. You know, you got men and women of men who like football.
Uh-huh.
And then you have kids and, you know.
Yeah.
Families. It's a big family thing.
People mm-hmm. who like the, you know, same things in life.
Okay.
Interesting. Well, I mean, that's
non-Hannah Montana fans.
That is counter-programming. That's fine.
Yes. Absolutely.
But also, the top five are, number one, Hannah Montana, whatever. Number two, Dear John, which is in the very similar category, of course, to what we're going to be talking about, The Choice. Mm-hmm. Dear John got 30 million.
Oh, wow.
But that was also, you know, Amanda Seyfried while she was...
Yeah.
Yeah, but Sparks movies have been declining.
This thing's got three things. The Choice. It's got Alexandra Daddario
uh-huh.
and her two friends.
Okay.
That's what it has.
Also, Taken came out on Super Bowl 24. Well, according to Box Office Mojo and the Super Bowl openings.
What an awesome weekend.
Taken brought in 24, almost 25. But Chronicle.
Well, serial killers don't watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Also, kind of in the same realm, it was the seventh biggest opening, brought in $20 million. Warm Bodies, which is kind of a similar market, I think, to Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, which is where we can start.
Teenage girls definitely seem to be the target audience.
I guess,
oh, yeah.
On this weekend. So, yeah, let's go over it.
This movie had a lot of...
Which one?
Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies had a lot of stars attached to it.
Yeah,
but they jumped out. Oh, Russell was supposed to direct it, and they had a lot of other people. I think Natalie Portman was supposed to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Something went wrong, and now you have people that nobody ever heard of.
No, that is not true.
Who's in it?
It's the girl from Cinderella.
Takes you that long? Then you don't.
Nobody's in it.
No, nobody. Who they're targeting, I think that there's some people.
It's 2,600 theaters.
I have a friend that already saw this, and they really liked it.
Actually. Oh, good. I love Pride and Prejudice.
No, I heard it's a great script.
Pride and Prejudice, so I'm really excited to see this. I will be saying it.
The trailer is what didn't really sell me. Even though my friend said it was really good, the trailer just didn't really sell me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks very slapstick. I think of movies like Abraham Vampire Killer, and that movie was horrible.
It's very similar,
I know that's
a
totally different director and thing, but... It's very hard, I think, to pull off this kind of vibe. It's funny you mentioned Warm Bodies. It's so similar to like something like this.
This could open.
Zombie, love romance.
That's why I'm saying. I'm sure they looked at it and they were like, when did Warm Bodies open?
Yeah.
Same day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know if this is something I'll go see unless I hear really good things from my good friends.
Another thing about the Super Bowl, it's like, it's Denver. Everybody loves them.
Yeah.
But Carolina people are like, you know. I mean,
what are you talking about?
Well, I mean,
Carolina's going insane.
Yeah, no, they're a great team. I'm not saying that, but they're not that draw that I think people want to see. They're trying to push Cam. They're trying to do these things. I mean, if you have Aaron Rodgers versus a, you know,
if
this
it
guy,
was, listen, I know, a
or
fan.
The the Patriots,
if it was
whatever.
Brady versus Cam, it would be.
Now, my opinion is, I think this is going to be a fantastic Super Bowl. I think Carolina will win because Cam Newton's just out of his mind.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's not a bad Super Bowl.
Back to
I like the transition.
Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. Yeah. Lily James is in it. That's her name, and also Lena Headley. So Game of Thrones.
Oh, Lena Headley.
Yeah, bunch of other people too. But it no score yet on Rotten Tomatoes. Also the same thing for Hail Caesar. Also has no score yet. Of course, it has a big cast. You've got George Clooney.
Roger Deakins. I mean,
I can't say who I know that saw this movie. But from people I heard that saw this, says it's kind of a mess and not very good.
That's the reason why it's opening right now on Super Bowl. They're going to try to be like, hey, we got buried and that's it. In my opinion, it looks terrible.
I was kind of bored with the first trailer, but... Now, hearing from what I heard from people, I'm like,
It's really hard though, because like I do think the cast is really solid, so you still want to give it a chance.
Yeah,
it might be too inside. It might be way inside.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see.
But also coming out, and then The Choice.
Yes.
The another Sparks or whatever thing. This one looks awful.
Clearly,
it does look bad.
It looks terrible.
Who else is in this besides
Tom
Alexandra?
Who cares?
Superman? Tom Welling?
Tom Wellington. No. Tom Wellington's in it.
No, not
Superboy, whatever
Tom,
his name is.
That's Tom Welling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tom. Who knows what his name is? He's in it.
I don't know anyone else that's in this movie.
There's
Maggie
Grace.
I keep seeing the trailers, every time the trailer comes on, I'm like, this is too long for a trailer.
Yeah. I saw the trailer in theaters. I said, I just saw the whole damn movie.
Yeah.
Sparks gets deals without even writing books.
And Alexandra Daddario is not even like the main actress. She's like the sister of the main actress. So
those are the ones that are always usually turn out to be like, you know, the prostitutes. So I'm going to go ahead and be like, that's good. You know, it's never the lead sister that's the prostitute. It's always like the
Maggie Grace is in it.
Bottom one.
Teresa Palmer. Tom Welling.
See?
Oh, it is Tom Welling. That's Superman.
Yeah. Wilkinson.
Oh, Tom Welling.
Benjamin Walker.
Oh, yeah,
what are you doing, Wilkinson? You're a great actor. Why are you doing this movie?
They probably paid him.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm sure some people will see it.
Yeah.
But these movies are going downhill.
It won't be my choice for the movie this weekend.
Since The Notebook, it's just constantly been like declining.
I just hope somebody sends me a gif of Alexandra Daddario and that's it. Like, hey, Finstock, I checked this movie out and here's what happened.
The first scene in San Andreas?
No, that's illegal. Yeah.
Well, not just one scene.
Anyway, also coming out, Regression is on this list. I have no idea what this movie is. I have not heard anything about it.
Emma Watson
is the star of the movie.
Yeah.
I've seen no marketing for this at all.
Ethan Hawke's in it. It's a crime drama about a dad who's, I don't know if he's being convicted of murdering somebody, and she's trying to find out if he did it or not. I have no idea.
The point is no one knows.
No one knows.
The point is it's
no
not going to be in the top five.
Yeah.
There's one more movie too coming out. It's called Misconduct.
Also not going to be in the top five.
It's Al Pacino.
Really?
Josh Duhamel.
Really?
Like Anthony Hopkins. Mm-hmm. Like a star-studded cast. It's just, you know, it's not going to work. It's like he's a lawyer and they're fighting against Pacino. The poster looks like Devil's Advocate. Pacino's hair is just on fire. This guy's doing things
literally
with his hair.
On fire?
It looks like it. It's just so bizarre. It's the best.
We have to run through predictions because then we have to wrap. So let's get down to it. Nothing really probably going to compete too much with Kung Fu Panda.
Nope.
We'll see what they can do. Super Bowl is coming out. Anyway, so biggest number to beat is going to be whatever Kung Fu drops to. Coming in at 40. If it drops 50, it's going to go down to 20. Does anyone in particular want to start?
I'll start. I usually
do. Okay.
Kung Fu Panda 3 is number one.
Yes.
Boom.
Good job.
Yeah, big surprise. Mm-hmm. I'll go Pride to Prejudice and Zombies because of your whole warm bodies thing, and I've actually heard decent things. I don't know if that's going to help it a lot the first weekend, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw it in there.
It's a good kind of programming.
Yeah, number three is tough. I'm going to go Hail Caesar. I think the star power alone will get
it
enough. And honestly, that could flip-flop with Pride and Prejudice.
I'm putting it ahead of Pride and Prejudice, so we'll see.
The only reason why I'm not going with number two is because of those numbers you spat at me. Mm-hmm. And I like it. Number four, I'll go Revenant, because Leo's just killing it lately. And I don't think the choice is even going to barely make the top five. I think Stars will be number five.
All right. I'll go second. Number one, also Kung Fu Panda. Probably going to stay pretty strong. Also, Kung Fu Panda might be around for a while. There's not another like kids animation
really coming
out anytime soon. So we could see some legs on that.
Totally
so I'm going to go Hail Caesar coming in at number two. As you said, star power. And even with the writers, like, even if you don't know a lot of their movies, you know their names. And I think that draws people.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. I'm hoping that movie actually has little legs. I think it could really use some good word of mouth to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
Then number four, The Choice, bringing it in.
Okay.
And then we're going to do The Revenant with the push.
Mm-hmm.
Although I even think that could be switched. I do think The Revenant could come in before The Choice.
True.
Those are not a bad top five by you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Boy, thank you for your approval.
I'm going to go a different route.
Okay.
Obviously, Kung Fu Panda.
Yep.
I thought he was going to change Kung Fu Panda.
What do you think? I'm crazy.
Money.
Watch this, I'll be wrong.
Kung Fu Panda 1.
Okay.
I think you'll see Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies at 2.
Okay, I'm there with you.
Okay.
I'm going to go with The Choice at 3.
Really? Okay.
2,600 theaters is a lot, and all it has to do is you got to think Revenant's going to, as at 12 right now, you got to think The Choice can do double figures, a 10. Maybe 11. It's a Sparks thing. It is what it is.
But Sparks has been going down.
Yeah, but it's the Super Bowl. People want something to go. They want something to do here.
Okay.
Four, I'll go with Revenant. No. Four, Hail Caesar at maybe like 9 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 10. And I think 5, you'll see the Revenant.
Star Wars out of the top 5. First time.
Absolutely,
huh?
Yeah.
Ah, interesting.
I mean, we've been waiting.
I had number 5 last week.
And
it's number 3.
Mm-hmm. All right. So those are predictions.
That's it.
Let's check real quick if we have to be out of here or if we do have one call. I'm not sure what the deal is. You've given me like 2 seconds. We are going to head out for the night. We have another people coming into the studio.
Sorry, guys. We couldn't get calls.
We will
today.
Get calls
Sorry,
when
was,
we are back. It was mostly because we had some product placement to do.
Yeah.
Thank you. All
love this.
For yes. And
I just want to say we will not be here next week because of Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Just give them a heads up. And
nobody watches anything. We can't beat the Super Bowl.
It's
we can't beat the
holiday.
Choice. Yeah.
I will say Denver's gonna lose big.
I don't think big.
I think they're going to lose big.
I think you're going to see.
It's going to be reminiscent. It's not going to be as bad as the Seattle-Denver game from 2 years ago.
I mean, look, Carolina demolished Seattle for the first half. They demolished Arizona as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I think Denver's defense is a little better. I think Denver's going to come up with an interesting game plan.
Yeah, but people watch it.
I think you got fooled because of how bad the Patriots' offensive line was.
That might be true.
Carolina is
I got Carolina by probably 10, maybe 12.
14. By at least 14 points.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now that that has officially been on the record.
What's your prediction? This Harry Potter bathing suit maybe depend on it.
I mean, I normally bet day of, and I normally just pick whatever most people are against.
Okay. So you're going to go with Denver then?
You went with the Patriots last year? You went against the Patriots last year or did you go with them?
I won. So I went Patriots and I went because of Roxy. Yes. And thank you all so much. Everyone have a wonderful week. Wonderful Super Bowl weekend. Have some fun with family and friends. And we'll see you in
2 weeks.
February.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, at Bob Finstock. Peace.
That's one's JT.
That's one of the Griffin.
America.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.